I'm going to read from Psalm 46, if you want to turn there. While you're turning there, let me ask you to remember Kim Wright, her brother Will, and the family in prayer. Kim lost her mum recently, and the funeral's on Tuesday at Sunderland Crematorium at 1 o'clock, if you want to join with us. But if you could be praying for them at this time, that would be much appreciated. Psalm 46 says, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her, she will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar, kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice, the earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see what the Lord has done, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. He says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. It's Father's Day. A happy Father's Day to all of you dads and men. I trust you've been suitably spoilt today. And so be it, Charles. I was reflecting on the fact it's Father's Day because you feel like you have to say something appropriately Father's Day related when it's Father's Day, similarly to Mother's Day and other occasions of the year. And I was reminded of a phrase in my childhood that had the capacity to elicit all sorts of emotions in me, depending on the context in which I heard it. And the phrase was, Dad's here. Because depending on how the day had been, the way I'd behaved, what had gone on, that meant different things. I know you couldn't imagine it, but at times I might have been prone to a bit of misbehavior, to stepping out of line slightly. And the phrase, Dad's here, was not a welcome one at that point. Because as my dad arrived home, I knew this was all about to go pear-shaped for me. That my discipline was about to arrive. That I was no longer going to be able to misbehave in the way I might have while Mum was around. But equally, there were moments across my childhood where I didn't misbehave. But I needed the reassurance of something. Dad's here. It's going to be all right. Dad's here. That phrase had the capacity to put me completely at ease in situations because he was there and he was able to deal with the stuff and sort the things out and make okay the situation that might have been a challenge or difficulty. I don't know if you ever did it, but at times I stood in the playground and told people how brilliant my dad was, how much stronger he was than their dad, how he beat their dad in a fight. My dad wasn't a fighting man, but, you know, there was something about my dad as a child that was captivating. And so as we continue looking at a series of encounters with God and the God who speaks, I wanted to consider with you today the God who speaks about himself. Because very often as I come to meet with God, what I want him to do is to talk into my situation. What I want him to do is to explain to me how my circumstances are going to change, how things are going to play out, what's going to go on in the immediate circumstances I face. And what I find again and again in Scripture is God shows up and he just talks about himself. He doesn't necessarily address the immediate situation. He doesn't necessarily always talk to the person. He shows up and he just says, I'm God, and there is no other. I'm God, and there's none like me. God shows up again and again in Scripture to tell people he's with them. Genesis 26 and verse 24. Jacob's had some conflict with Abimelech. And it says, that night the Lord appeared to Jacob and said, I am the God of your father Abraham. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. I will bless you and will increase the number of your descendants for the sake of my servant Abraham. Genesis 28 and verse 10. It says, Jacob left Beersheba and set out for Haran. When he reached a certain place, he stopped for the night because the sun had set. Taking one of the stones there, he put it under his head and lay down to sleep. He had a dream in which he saw a stairway resting on the earth with its top reaching to the heaven, and the angels of the Lord were ascending and descending on it. There above it stood the Lord, and he said, I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham and the God of Isaac. I will give you and your descendants the land which you are lying. Your descendants will be like that of the dust of the earth, and you will spread out to the west and to the east, to the north and to the south. All peoples on earth will be blessed through you and your offspring. I am with you and will watch over you wherever you go. And I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised. Genesis 46 and verse 2. God spoke to Israel in a vision at night and said, Jacob, Jacob, here I am, he replied. I am God, the God of your father, he said. Do not be afraid to go down to Egypt, for I will surely make you into a great nation there. I will go down to Egypt with you, and I will surely bring you back again. And Joseph's own hand will close your eyes. That's just Jacob. Three times he shows up to Jacob and says, I'm with you. It's going to be okay. I'm with you. Exodus 3 and verse 11. God speaking to Moses in the burning bush, and Moses says to God, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt? And God said, I will be with you, and this will be the sign to you that it is I who've sent you. When you've brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship God on this mountain. Joshua 1 and verse 2, God says to Joshua, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I'm about to give them, to the Israelites. I will give you everywhere where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon, from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave to you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Judges 6 and verse 15. God showed up to Gideon to invite him to deliver Israel. Gideon says, pardon me, my lord, but how can I save Israel? My clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least of my family. And the Lord answered, I will be with you, and you will strike down all the Midianites, leaving none alive. Isaiah 41 and verse 10. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Isaiah 43 and verse 1. But now this is what the Lord says, he who created you, Jacob, he who formed you, Israel. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned, for the flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt for your ransom, Cush and Saba in your stead. Since you are precious and honored in my sight, and because I love you, I will give people in exchange for you, nations in exchange for your life. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. I will bring your children from the east and gather you from the west. I could keep going, but I might bore you. But again and again, God shows up to speak to his people. And what he says is, I'm with you. I'm with you. Don't worry. I'm with you. Moses wants to know, how can I possibly go to Pharaoh? How can I go to Pharaoh and demand that you let his people go? And God says, I'm with you. When Gideon wants to say, do you not know who I am, Lord? You've asked me to deliver Israel, but I'm from the worst clan and the weakest family, and I'm not much of anything. God's response is, I'm with you. And I appreciate this morning, that is not new revelation. That you know God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in time of trouble. That his commitment is to never leave you or forsake you, to be with you always, even to the very end of the age. But there are times in our lives where what I want God to do is change everything, not be with me in it. Right? I'm not interested, forgive me for saying it like this, I'm not interested in a fourth man being in the fire. I don't want to be in the fire. I want, at times, for God not to say to me, I'm with you. I'm with you. But to show up and go, we'll skip those steps. That looks uncomfortable. Don't worry about that. And yet time and time again, what happens is God shows up to his people and says, it's okay, I'm with you. It might get rough, but it's okay, I'm with you. If I can say it like this, it's okay, Dad's here. Your heavenly Father is here. It might not look pretty. It might not be all right. But it's okay because your dad's here. And something of the value is lost in that if you don't appreciate who he is. So in Exodus chapter 4, Moses is still having a debate with God at the burning bush. Because he's committed not to going to Pharaoh and speaking. And Moses said to the Lord in Exodus 4 and verse 10, "Pardon your servant, Lord. I've never been eloquent, neither in the past, nor since you have spoken to your servant. I am slow of speech and tongue." And the Lord said to him, "Who gave human beings their mouths? Who makes them deaf or mute? Who gives them sight or makes them blind? Is it not I, the Lord? Now go, I will help you speak and teach you what to say." I don't think that's the response I would have wanted if I was Moses. I think the response Moses wanted was, okay, we'll find somebody else then. Sorry, I hadn't appreciated, Moses, that you were struggling with your speech. So don't worry about it, son. We'll choose somebody else. But when Moses wants to tell God about his lack, God goes, "Do you not recognize who you're talking to here? Do you not appreciate who you're having this conversation with? You want to talk to me about your speech impediment? I made your mouth. I gave you your tongue. Do you think I can't cause you to speak well should I want you to?" In Isaiah 44, verse 24, says, "This is what the Lord says, your Redeemer, who formed you in the womb. I am the Lord, the maker of all things, who stretches out the heavens, who spreads out the earth by myself, who foils the signs of false prophets and makes fools of diviners, who overthrows the learning of the wise and turns it into nonsense, who carries out the words of his servant and fulfills the predictions of his message." Isaiah 46 and verse 3 says, "Listen to me, you descendants of Jacob, all the remnant of the people of Israel, and you whom I've upheld since your birth and have carried since you were born, even to your old age and gray hairs, I am he. I am he who will sustain you. I have made you and I will carry you. I will sustain you and I will rescue you. With whom will you compare me or count me equal? To whom will you liken me that we may be compared? Some pour out gold from their bags and weigh out silver on the scales. They hire a goldsmith to make it into a god, and they bow down and worship it. They lift it to their shoulders and carry it. They set it up in its place, and there it stands. From that spot, it cannot move. Even though someone cries out to it, it cannot answer. It cannot save them from their troubles. Remember this. Keep it in mind. Take it to heart. You remember, you rebels. Remember the former things, things of long ago. I am God and there is no other. I am God and there is none like me. I make known the end from the beginning and from ancient times what is still to come. I say my purpose will stand and I will do all that I please. From the east I summon a bird of prey and from a far off land a man to fulfill my purpose. What I've said, that I will bring about. What I've planned, that I will do." See, the value of the phrase, "Dad's here to me," as a child, was intrinsically linked to my understanding of who my dad was. And as I grew older, and recognized that my dad might not necessarily be unbeatable or insurmountable, that there are times where things might actually get the better of my dad, that there were situations where things didn't go so well. There were times where he got it wrong. The value of the phrase, "Dad's here," decreased. The reassurance of that wasn't necessarily a reassurance that everything was going to be okay, because my dad was fallible. But I wanted to say to you this morning, really simply, your Father in heaven is not. He's God and there is no other. He's God and there's none like him. And everything he's decided he's going to do, it's going to happen. He is all-powerful, almighty, reigns supreme over all things. And the assurance you have this morning is he is with you. That he's here. And at times what I want God to do in the midst of my messy circumstances is show up and fix it all. Is show up and make it all go away. But sometimes as I meet with him, what he says to me is, I'm with you. And it might still be a mess, but it's going to be okay because I'm with you. And we might have to go through deep waters. But when you do, I'll be with you. And when you have to walk through difficult times, I'll be there. And it'll be okay because I can make it okay. I can bring you through the challenging seasons. And sometimes the answer is not that I deliver you immediately out of it, but that I lead you through it. And I'm with you. And you have a greater recognition of the capacity of God when he leads you through the mess than when he just diverts you away from it. I spoke to you last week about that moment where the children of Israel are backed against the Red Sea and the Egyptian army are coming towards them. There is a way they could have gone that they never had to cross the Red Sea. But the demonstration of God's power was at the Red Sea in the difficult circumstance and in the mess. That's how they understood he was Lord. It's how Egypt understood he was Lord. He demonstrates his power at times by leading you through the difficult and challenging circumstances, by bringing you through the awkward and inconvenient situations. He doesn't demonstrate his power in your life through the bed of roses and the butterflies. He demonstrates his power because he walks you through the other side of the mess. Because you go in the fire and you're not consumed. And he's there with you. Because you go into the lion's den and the mouths of the lions don't open. And he shows himself as God in those moments. And I recognize Father's Day is not a celebration for everybody. That for some of you, Dad's no longer around, Dad was never around, or if we're honest, you wish Dad hadn't been around. But I want for you to hear very clearly this morning, your Father in heaven is here and he's with you. And it's worth him being here. And it's worth having him. And he's a good dad. And he'll make it okay. And he'll bring you through. And he'll lead you out. And it will be well with you, even if it doesn't feel like it right now. And so there's this phrase in Psalm 46 where God shows up and says, be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. A whole lot of my life would be sufficiently and significantly better if I could just be still and know that He is God. If I could just rest in the fact that He's with me and He's utterly incredible and He'll bring me through it and He'll demonstrate His power. And it will be okay. So happy Father's Day. I pray, however you felt about it coming in, you might be able to celebrate that your dad's here, that you might be reassured you have a father who's with you, walking through the challenges and difficulties of life with you. And it's going to be okay. You're going to make it through. That you can be still and know that He's God and He's your God. But He's not just a distant figure. He's your Father in heaven who loves you. What a joy that truth is. Shall we stand together and worship?